Welcome to Parula. Parula is an email application, chat app, video conference tool, calendar, and contacts all rolled into one. Last year here at FOSDEM, I already gave a presentation about Parula and talking about the motivation of why we're doing this. I'm not going to repeat that, so I encourage you to watch that video as well. But this time I'm going to talk about what's new this year. Due to a microphone problem at the conference, the first 7 minutes of the audio were re-recorded. Just about me, shortly. I've been working for 25 years as a core contributor to Thunderbird. I've been also in the project leadership, and I've been a consultant for many companies, from small startups all the way to government and everything in between. And I created a software for them. And the experience that I made there educated the decisions in Parula. Right now in Europe, everybody's talking about digital sovereignty. And when it comes to open source, on the server side, we're in a really good position there. We have really good offers for mail servers, for example, Dovecot, Stalwart, Mox. There's many, many offers, and they're even better than the commercial solutions. We have multiple good options for file servers, chat servers, calendar servers. But what is missing is the integration between them. They're all silos. Even the applications are all separate. And this is the problem we're trying to solve with Parula. Parula integrates all these different services into one coherent user interface, which is open. It allows to connect with everybody with different forms of communication. And it's seamless. It works in the same user interface patterns. You can easily switch from one form of communication to another without copying paste, without searching the same person in four different applications. And we want to innovate. We want to go beyond what the commercial applications are offering. We want to be better. I would like to give you a little demo to show you what am I talking about. This is the email application. We kept it lean so that you can concentrate on what's essential, on the emails that you want to read and the people. But if you need the power of the application, it is there for you. Phishing is a huge problem. So if the sender is not in your address book, we're showing the main domain of the email address clearly and separately. We're intentionally not showing the whole email address because they can be deliberately construed in a way that people mistake them for something else. So we show only the main domain because that's the trust anchor. The same here with the URL. We show the whole URL, but above we show the main domain because you know what ebay.com is. That is a trust anchor and this is what we show. This email pretends to be from McAfee, but from the domain here, you can clearly see this is phishing and you can easily get rid of it. So this also helps to protect companies and organizations from spear phishing. This is another email view. This one shows the list of emails as columns. This is my favorite one. But we have a number of other views as well because we want to show the emails in the way that you like it. So this is an email from Will Hardy. And Will is in my address book. And as I'm reading an email from Will, the application will automatically put the focus on Will. And as I'm moving through the various applications, Will be the focus. For example, if I click now on people, I will see the contact information for Will Hardy on the left. And on the right, I see the contact history with Will Hardy. And I see the previous emails that I have exchanged with him. And I can click on one and can read the entire email. So I can see all the interactions that I had. Or I can click on John Cab, and again, I see the contact history with John Cab, but I see not only the emails, I also see the meetings that I had together with him. I also see the files that I exchanged with him, for example, via email attachments or chat messages or file share. And the phone call log will also appear here. For example, I can click on the meeting and see it in my calendar. I can also make a search application-wide. For example, on the top right, I can type Android and click on mail, and then it will see the emails that contain Android. And if you want to fine-tune the mail search, there's a few mail-specific criteria. Or I can click on calendar, and I see the events that contain Android. In this particular case, it's not in the title, but it found it in the description. And the same search will apply in every application in the way that makes sense for that application. Speaking of calendar, say we received an invitation for a meeting. So we see here the meeting is supposed to happen at 4 o'clock for 30 minutes. And on the right, I see my own calendar at the time of the meeting invitation. So in turquoise, you see the proposed meeting time, 16 hours here. And what I see around is my actual calendar. So it shows me which appointments do I have at the specific moment. And that allows me to make a decision whether I can attend, whether I'm free or not. So I have exactly the information that I need available at this particular moment when I need it. This is one example how bringing multiple applications together can support you in a way that single applications can't. And on the top right is a little calendar icon, which leads me into my calendar on that day of a proposed meeting time. So here I see my calendar. On the left, I see one particular day in detail. And on the right, I have the overview of the month. And there's multiple views, so I can select which one I prefer. There are views for the entire week or for a single day or for 4 weeks or for the whole month in full screen as you prefer. And on the right, I still see the meeting invitation that we just saw. And if I want to create a new meeting, I can click on the plus at the top left, or I can double click on a specific time to create a new meeting. So here I add the time and a title. And if it's just for myself, I can save here and I'm done.